This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. This is Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health, 888-283-7272, or send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick this segment off and go with Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I hope you're ready for this. I'm not sure exactly where to start, but I have a burning headache all the time. It's not a headache. It doesn't ache. It just burns. And it has gone for years and years and years. It was actually back when I was a kid, I was diagnosed with ADD because of that. And I put on all the different Cialert and Ritalin and Adderall and everything like that when I was younger. And by the time I was in college, I was kind of done with those things. And finished college, I swam through my adolescence all the way through college. Always struggled with energy, though I could short term I could do just about anything. Now as I've grown older, I'm 38 now. There are times where I decided to exercise, and I exercise pretty hard when I do. But again, it's mainly short term. After work, I'm just spent, and my head is burning so bad. It seems as the day goes on that there just isn't much left for anything else, and it does seem to affect my critical thinking as well. Now, there's no question that it does. So I feel like I'm just being dumbed down quite a bit. I have tried many, many, many things to proactively get better here, and it just brings on some victories, but mainly frustrations. I've since cut out a lot of what I used to eat, the general American diet. Now I'm into eating mainly vegetarian, healthy foods. I've gone to the Cushy Institute and tried macrobiotics, and when I did that, it seemed the symptoms just got worsened dramatically. The burning would get worse and worse, and the energy would be worse, and everything. I don't know exactly why. But I tried that for several months, and I also went to another doctor in Cleveland, and he did a panel of heavy metal testing, and I was on chelation because he found a little bit more mercury than he was comfortable with, and I went through all that and took vitamins and everything else. But that's kind of where I am. I still have a burning headache, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Okay. Well, I talked to you about this a little bit. When you're dealing, Alan, with a situation like this where you've had a burning headache and it's gotten worse, they've done, chelation, it seems to, have gotten worse, and the heavy metal tests they've done, really didn't show a whole lot. So you're looking at a couple things. Remember, the body's integrated, so you've got three different sides to what's called the health triangle. You've got the mental side, you've got the chemical side, and you've got the structural side. The mental side has to do with your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. And it's important. It's just as important as the other sides as well. And a lot of times in healthcare and in medicine, you tend to look at, just one of the sides. And a lot of times it's strictly on the chemical side. So you have to focus on all three. So you got the mental side. The chemical side is mostly how your body takes the foods that you eat every single day, turns them into either good cells or bad cells. It's also how the body functions, physiology, as far as your heart, your liver, your lungs, your kidneys, chemically how the body's working. And then the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, and all the acupuncture meridian points. Now, the burning headache on a regular basis, which I know is frustrating, especially when you're not getting answers that you've been looking for, but a burning headache typically comes from the structural side. And it comes from the nerves that come out of the base of the neck a lot of times, or even the cranial nerves can be affected, but a lot of times it's the nerves that come out of the back of the neck, and the nerves actually go into and throughout the head, throughout the skull, and can create issues and cause tension headaches. And the burning can come from C1 and C2. Those are the first two cervical bones within the neck. So there's a barrage of things that could cause the burning. And that's what the route that I would go, actually. I would look and I would get with a couple of specialists. A couple that come to mind would be either a DO, which is an osteopathic physician, or a DC, which is a chiropractic physician. One of those two doctors will be able to help you on the structural side of things, to be able to figure out if there's nerve involvement that can be corrected. Now, going to a neurologist would be helpful as well. That doesn't sound like it would be anything that would be surgical, and of course, medications would only put a Band-Aid over the situation. So that's kind of my thoughts and my opinion on the matter. Now, I know it's frustrating. What you can do, being that you're, you know, been vegetarian, what you can do is you want to increase your proteins. Now, I realize you being vegetarian that might cause an issue, but if you at least do fish and eggs, I would be okay with that. The reason being is when you have any type of potential neurological issue within the body, then you want to make sure that you're getting high-quality proteins and you get plenty of the omega-3 fatty acids. Why? Because both of those can help reduce inflammation in the body. Whenever you've got that burning or shooting type issues, wherever it is throughout the body, especially with headaches, you want to make sure that you have plenty of lean quality proteins that are helpful so the body can regenerate good new healthy cells. And then you also want to get plenty of the omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats help support the nervous system. So it's important to do that. Come off of all cows, milk, dairy, all grain products. And what I mean by that is anything with wheat flour, as far as, you know, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, and things of that nature. You want to come off of all those for a period of time, not forever, but for about 6 to 8 weeks. Vitamin B6, there's different versions of vitamin B6, but you want to make sure you do the one, it's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or P5P, a liquid version is always the best. It's going to absorb much better. It's called an activated vitamin, and it's been shown to help with any type of shooting nerve or neuropathy type pain or headaches. So that's something to definitely look into. Usually there's a B6 deficiency, a P5P deficiency when you're dealing with those burning type headaches that you've been struggling with. So there's a couple things to do. And I would start doing goat's milk yogurt. Here's why. The galactose milk sugar that is in goat's milk. And by the way, when I said dairy, I meant cow's milk dairy for sure. Goat's milk dairy is okay. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And the galactose milk sugar that's in the actual goat's milk is what supports the myelin around the sheath. It's a myelin sheath. It's the supportive tissue network. It's a sheath, almost like saran wrap, around each nerve. If that starts breaking down, that's one of the issues they can have when you deal with burning and things like that. So that's something that you can do on a daily basis that's easy to do, and it comes from, obviously, a very natural perspective to support the body, giving the body back what it needs. Remember this, unless you've had some kind of major trauma or there's a major genetic involvement, which about 15 to 20% of all conditions have a genetic involvement, most issues that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So when it comes to our health, usually it's the things that we do, our lifestyle choices, like again, unless it's genetics or some kind of trauma, that leads us into where we are. And so if we can make some radical changes in our life, we can see the radical results that we're looking for in our daily lifestyle and in our overall health. So hopefully that will encourage you. Get started on that. Let me know how things are going. healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. Let's go to Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I wanted to ask about a detox. I have tried the Master Cleanse before, but I wanted something that maybe wasn't quite so drastic, and I also wanted to know if that would help with I wake up in the middle of the night and I have trouble going back to sleep, and I was going to see if maybe a detox would help that.
Well, there's a couple ways that you can detox that work really well. One is to make sure that you eat a certain way on a regular basis, and then also what you want to do as far as you want to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Of course, that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And I know the Master Cleanse or Super Cleanse, it's a good thing to do for about 3 to 5 days. However, there's other ways to do that. There's using oral chelation, which I'm a big fan of. You can do chlorella, and you can do about 1 to 2,000 milligrams 3 times a day. Another great way that I have all our patients do is that you want to make sure you fast 1 day a week. One of nature's best ways and one of our own ways of letting the body cleanse itself. If you do that on a regular basis, you pick 1 day a week, say it's Tuesday or Wednesday of every week, and you do what's called partial fast. So you'll eat dinner, and it doesn't matter when you eat dinner the night before. You can eat at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, as late as you want, and then don't eat again until the next evening dinner. So you're sleeping most of the time that you're fasting, and then you go through the next day, but you're giving your digestive chance to rest. And you're also allowing all the toxins and things in the body can begin to release and come out. And so you can eat dinner again the next day at 4 or 5 o'clock. It's not about doing it exactly 24 hours. It's just about a process. And it's about setting up a routine that you get into on a regular basis that helps the body detox. A lot of times we think that detoxification is this event that, you know, we go through and we're going to detox the body, and we're going to do it for 10 days, or we're going to fast for 21 days, or we're going to fast for 40 days, or we're going to stick patches on our legs and it's called pull out toxins. I mean, whatever it is, but really detoxing happens every day. Our body has a system called the lymphatic system. When we walk, when we exercise, the way God designed the body, the lymphatic system goes everywhere throughout the body. It's our natural detoxification system. So when we sweat, when we work out, when we walk, our body's in a constant state of releasing toxins. And so I'm a big fan of letting the body do it as natural as possible, rather than being on a mission to detox, because if you can facilitate your body every single day doing what it's already attempting to do and just helping that process along, that tends to be the best approach, and that's what we've seen best clinically with patients as well. So don't fall into, you know, one cleanse is better than the other, or, you know, this program or protocol is better. It's better to just have a good basic plan that you do on an ongoing basis, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, ridding the body of inflammation on a regular basis, you know, coming with having a good exercise routine, getting plenty of rest, knowing that you get good sleep before midnight, because the hours that you get before midnight are worth so many more than after. And, you know, just coming up with a good regimen, drinking plenty of water and things like that. Perfect for detoxing the body, because your body's already doing that every day. That 1 day a week fasting is something that we have implemented with a lot of patients, and it works very well because you can put it into your weekly regimen. It's something you look forward to. It gives you a break, and you'll notice that you don't really start feeling bad on those fast days. You know, in the beginning, you'll be a little tired, and you want to drink plenty of water, and you can drink chicken broth or beef broth, because it has a lot of sodium in it, good sodium, that will help build up and strengthen your adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands, and that'll be a great thing to get started with, but you'll notice that you don't really get tired. And as the body begins to detox itself on a regular basis, you'll start having more energy on a regular basis. You'll notice that your digestive tract works much better, and you'll be feeling better, and your body will be working better, and all those toxins, even excess fungal infections, yeast-related issues within the body, heavy metals, they'll start coming out, they'll start cleansing out, and you'll just start feeling like a brand new person. So that's kind of my take on that. And on those fasting days, if you want to do probiotics, I encourage that. Just don't do a lot of supplements. Don't really put a whole lot of anything in during those days. Let your body just kind of chill out. Give it a rest. And it's one of the best ways, even that we've seen with all, I mean, if you've got cancer, if you've got some serious issues, then IV chelation, hands down, is one of the best things to do. So a couple of things. And lymphatic massages are good, by the way. A good massage therapist that's licensed, really knows what they're doing, can help facilitate your own lymphatic system to push out your own toxins. That's another great thing to do about once a week. Okay, thanks so much for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're listening to Let's Go to Marshall. Hi, Marshall. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Yeah, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about tremors in my hands.
Okay.
As a result, I got some more history from my mother, and she told me that ever since I was a little child, I've had them. She's currently on Inderol, 30 milligrams of that a day. She usually takes part of it in the morning, in the middle of the day, and then at night to keep it constant in her system. I recently went to the doctor today, actually, and got some blood work done, and this is a physical all-around checkup.
Good.
And I kind of talked to my doctor about it, and he's gonna check the blood, and I'll be able to tell tomorrow if there's any abnormalities or anything like that in my blood as far as all my organs go.
Okay,
I just wanted
good.
To hear your thoughts on maybe any food diets or anything I can do naturally to help this process.
Well, when you've got constant issues with, you know, with the jittering and kind of shakiness, there's several things you can do. You want to make sure you're managing your serotonin levels, but I would really recommend that you look into GABA. GABA is a neurotransmitter, a brain chemical that helps reduce that type of activity. It's actually an inhibitory neurotransmitter that's very potent and very powerful. About 50 milligrams of that before bed can make a big difference. But the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's going to be your foundation, I believe, as we talked before. So that's what I would stick with for now. Let's get the blood results and then we can see and go from there. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As nearly 62,000 Americans have lost their lives to COVID-19, President Trump is saying he's considering holding a national day of mourning by lowering flags across the country to half staff.
I would not mind doing that. I would say not only the White House flag, we could do that. In fact, it's something that I will be talking about later on. We have a meeting on various things. That's one of the topics, and we're going to bring that up. So I think lowering the flags would be something very appropriate.
Vice President Mike Pence was in his home state of Indiana touring a GM plant that's now making ventilators. Pence went to the GM plant in Kokomo, which is under contract to produce 30,000 of the machines.
It's made an incredible difference. And that was about protecting yourself, your family, but also ensuring that our healthcare system would not be overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The top White House economic advisor says recovery is beginning in some states. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The president's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, saying states starting to reopen or at least making plans to do so will be good for the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says May will be a transition month, and he cited a lot of what he calls pent-up demand, saying the country can produce and spend its way out of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and former rival Bernie Sanders said they've reached a deal over delegates to the Democratic National Convention this summer. Sanders, from Vermont, dropped out of the primary race against former Vice President Biden earlier in the month. But the deal will ensure he has enough statewide delegates at the DNC in August to ensure fair representation for progressives to help draft the party's platform. Biden and Sanders announced the deal in a joint memo as part of an effort to show unity in the campaign. Both campaigns will also work together to ensure Sanders has some delegates at the New York delegation, despite the state canceling its June 23rd primary due to the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. The show where your health is your greatest wealth. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. I'll kick this segment off and go with Bob. Hey, Bob, what's up?
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I listen to the program all the time. And, you know, I'm probably about 5'6", 250. And got me one of these trainers now, you know, at the local gym.
That's good.
Guy does a lot of, what do they call it, blood work, where they look for food allergies. He thinks that, you know, my lack of energy might be food related. And I didn't know, you know, what he thought about that. He wants to do some, blood test, but being a doctor, who knows, I don't know. He was interested in this stuff, and I want to get your opinion.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think that you need to do as much testing as possible to figure out exactly where the lack of energy is coming from. And it can come from a multitude of areas. That's why getting blood tests done. That's why doing food sensitivity testing is important. Just saying, well, I'm just tired, or, well, I'm getting a little older and I guess I'm just losing energy. That's not really a good answer, because the body, yes, it changes. But it doesn't have to change for the worse. It can actually change for the better as we get older. So when you're dealing with energy levels, there's a couple of things. The first thing you want to rule out are food allergies, and that's very common. And the best way to do that, come off the top two foods that cause food allergies. One is cow's milk, dairy, and the other one is our wheat products. So anything with grains, as far as pastas, breads, cereals, crackers, those sorts of things. If it has flour in it, I would avoid that for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then the anti-inflammatory diet, it's the overall whole body approach to health. You've got the mental side, which is our brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. You've got the chemical side, which is basically how your body takes the foods that you eat every single day, turns them into either good cells or bad cells, and that's going to do one or the other. So remember, fried chicken and processed food makes processed cells. You've got good, healthy, organic food going in your body. You're going to make good, healthy, organic cells, the way the body works. But the body can't control what you put inside your mouth. Only you can. So we all know that. So it's important to get started. But, yeah, food allergies are important, but the blood work's going to show a lot, too. Get a full, extensive amount of blood work done from your primary care physician. Tell them you want to get all your anemias checked. So, because a lot of times lack of energy can be due to low amounts of iron. And also B12. B12 is really important. There's two tests you want to make sure your physician runs. One is called methylmalonic acid, or MMA. As you start progressing, and you will, and as you start making these great efforts and making these radical changes every single day, eating differently, exercising, moving differently, then your body's going to make some serious changes. However, when you get into it, you're going to see that with your energy levels, you have to take care of your adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands. These two little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and there's two of them, and you have to manage them. A lot of times our adrenal glands get burned out just by our lifestyles and, overly stressed, working more than, the typical 40 hours a week, which now most Americans are working 50 to 55 hours a week, and really pushing the envelope pretty hard. And to build up your adrenal glands, a couple things will help. Natural vitamin C has been helping for years, been known to help build your adrenal glands. You've got to come off the caffeine and the coffee. And you can switch to green tea, though. Green tea has a small amount of caffeine in it. It works very well, and it doesn't cause the negative effects. It actually has a lot of antioxidants in it that can help the body. But when you're dealing with the adrenal glands, vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, and also vitamin C, you want to do a dose together in the morning and in the afternoon. It helps give you more energy, builds up your body, and helps you press through the day. Instead of just stimulating your adrenal glands and putting a Band-Aid over them, it helps build them up. It helps keep them healthy long term. That's what you want to do. So there's several things. If you're looking for energy and the route to go to look for that, the testing is important. Your lifestyle changes are important. At the end of the day, you are going to be the one in charge of your own health, and it's about taking responsibility. And so that's what we're here to help you do. The book will help you do that. We're here on the show. We can help you do that. And, of course, you can always email me. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Jim. I think, Jim, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have an embarrassing problem. Any time that I eat bacon or pork products, I get about half an hour afterward, and, I mean, it's simple to say, don't eat them. the problem is that, for lack of a better word, my bowels start to move, and there ain't nothing I can do to stop them. I can squeeze, I can, huff, and I can run to the bathroom, but generally, most of the time, I don't make it, and there's it's a mess. What can you do for me?
Well, What do you think I'm going to tell you?
I don't know.
Stop eating pork. Let me tell you why.
Well,
no, but I'm serious. Let me tell you something. Let me give you my dissertation on pork and shellfish, okay? And you can make your own decision. Well, it doesn't surprise me that your body's rejecting the pork. If you eat something the body doesn't want, it will do what it can to get rid of it, whether it's throwing up, whether it's diarrhea, whatever it is, the body's going to try to get rid of it. Pork contains a lot of parasites. It contains worms. It is really, really tough on the system. Very hard on the body. Matter of fact, pork and shellfish were never designed for food. Whenever you're eating something, always ask yourself the question, was this designed to be eaten? Okay, so when you look at a donut, was it designed to be eaten? Probably not. Now, man made it to be eaten, but was it good for you? Probably not. A potato grows out of the ground. Was it meant to be eaten? Yes. You know, things like that. Those are the questions you have to ask yourself. Broccoli and salad and vegetables and fruits. Those were meant to be eaten. Now, look at the design of a pig and look at the design of shellfish. Here's my dissertation. I don't get on my high horse every now and then, but for this, it's important. It's important for you to understand about foods and what they can do to the body. So the way the pig was designed, it was designed so it would go and it would clear off the slop and the grime and the muck on the ground. Okay? The reason, so that an animal like a cow would have clean grass to graze on. And that's pretty typical. So that's why the pig was designed. It was designed for that very reason. And of course, the shellfish, the same thing. Shellfish like clams and shrimp and oysters, things like that, they were designed to suck the toxins out of the ocean water so that other fish would have clean water to swim in. Matter of fact, a lot of scientists, when they want to measure the toxicity of a certain water, a body of water, or certain areas of water, they go in and they inject needles into clams and into shellfish, and they can actually measure the toxicity of the water based on those creatures because they actually suck and keep the toxins in them. So when you eat these kind of foods, then you're eating toxic food. You're not eating clean food. You're not eating food that's meant to be designed to bring health to your body. You're eating foods that will take literally health out of your body. And there's studies upon studies where pork is not beneficial. So with all the foods that are out there, you know, to give up pork and shellfish are a big one. And I talk about that in my book. You'll see that. It's in there. You know, make your own decisions. I don't want to be the food Nazi for anybody. But I'm just showing you on research and things that I found, and we found the foods that create inflammation that cause the body more harm than it does good. Pork is one of those, and also shellfish. So, you know, if you're asking me what should you do, I'm not going to tell you to take digestive enzymes and some other things to help your body digest it, because your body's telling you that it doesn't want it. And there's a reason for that. Listen to your body. It's one of the smartest gifts that God's given us. There's an internal intuition, and the body's got its own physiological intuition, where it will accept things that it wants to accept, and it'll reject things that it wants to reject. And I'm telling you, if you're eating pork every time, going to the bathroom where you can't even control your bowels, but if you eat a nice steak and vegetables, you can control your bowels all day long, that's telling you right there. It's just good old common sense. Drop the pork, drop the bacon, forget it. Your body doesn't need it, and it's not benefiting your health. It's actually going to ruin your health more than anything. So that's my little take on that. And that will help you, by the way. Get my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through it. See if it makes some sense to you. I think it will. Because our goal here is to empower your health so you can live the life you are designed to live, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Elizabeth from Atlanta, Georgia writes, I've never had allergies in my life. Then I turned 40. And on my birthday, I wake up with chronic congestion. Is this possible? Yes, it's possible to have congestion and allergies anytime. You live in Atlanta, Georgia. I used to live there. It's one of the key places, along with Tennessee, for seasonal allergies. The best way to reduce allergy symptoms is to reduce histamine in the body by adding hydrochloric acid to all of your meals. The reason histamine forms is you don't break down your excess proteins. You've got to break down all your proteins. Then you won't deal with histamine. Hydrochloric acid with each meal, that'll do the trick. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm a health and lifestyle coach, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. Kick this segment off and go with Diane. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I have irritable bowel syndrome. I've been struggling with this for months and months, and it seems like no matter what I eat or do, I still have this bloating and bother with constipation still occasionally.
So is it going back and forth?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been dealing with that, Diane?
I've been dealing with this for over a year now. And they told me to eat whole grains and vegetables, try to drink more water. I try to do all that, and it's still... Every time I eat, it seems like it just still bothers me.
Yeah.
I just want to get another opinion about it. You know.
Have you gone through anything stressful, Diane, in the last year? You said it kicked in about a year ago. Have you gone through anything real emotional in the last year?
Well, yeah. Well, a year or so ago, I had to give up my apartment, and I had a health problem that caused me to lose my job. It was a little bit of stress, but. Other than that, you know, it hasn't been anything, you know, real bad or nothing.
Okay. Well, let's talk about an action plan. I'm all about action. What can we do? Because you have to be proactive with your health. And, you know, you're losing your job, having a health issue that caused you to lose your job. That right there is enough to cause anybody to be stressed out. And with women, especially, you know, security is the number one issue. And so when you lose your job and you go through a stressful time, it can cause issues like IBS. A lot of times if you internalize things, that's where it goes, is into the digestive tract. So a couple things you can do. Whole grains, definitely would not go that route. That's going to flare up irritable bowel syndrome more than anything. So you want to come off the grains, come off of dairy, being cow's milk dairy. I would do plenty of goat's milk dairy, though. You can do goat's milk yogurt. It's great for your digestive tract. It will help all the issues that you're struggling with right now. So I would encourage that. But it's more than just fruits and veggies. You want to have a well-balanced plan. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk about the anti-inflammatory diet. And you want to make sure that you get a well-balanced eating plan together. And it's equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats. The good healthy fats are the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados, and things of that nature. Put together a good plan so that you're eating that way. Okay, it's going to be real important that you do that, because with IBS, you are what you eat. And that's really with any other health challenge, whether it's heart disease, cancer, diabetes, or whatever it might be. When you're dealing with IBS, I mean, that's a precursor to going all the way to Crohn's disease, which is a place you do not want to go. And with you dealing with this for a year, there's several things we're going to need to do. Now, the indigestion and things like that, those are easy to take care of, but you're going to have to make some radical changes. And what I would encourage you to do, get started on that anti-inflammatory diet. Why? Because you have to remove inflammation from the digestive tract so you can remove it throughout the body. Food is the greatest drug we have. Remember that. So it's important. That's the little baby steps, these little daily steps that you want to start with. Start there. Foundational four supplements, really easy. Good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food. Cod liver oil, a tablespoon a day. With you, I would do 2 tablespoons a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. And then also, you want to make sure that you do probiotics. About 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 4 in the evening on an empty stomach will lay a good foundation out for you. Now, with IBS,
You'll want to fast one day a week. You want to give your body a complete rest, your digestive tract a complete rest. And you want to do it from dinner to dinner. So you can have dinner in the morning, dinner in the evening, and then not eat again until the next evening. But you don't have to be militant about it. You don't have to wait, eat at 5 p.m. and then eat at 5 p.m. the next day. You can let it fluctuate a little bit. If you get hungry and you want to go ahead and eat at 3 o'clock, go ahead and do that. It's all about the principle of fasting and giving your body just that little bit of about an 18-hour window where it can have a break. You can do water, plenty of purified water, and drink chicken broth or beef broth during that process. And with IBS, it'll help give your body a break and it'll help heal the digestive tract. Two things you want to add. I would add L-glutamine, which is an amino acid. You want to do about 3 to 4 teaspoons of that daily. That'll help heal your digestive tract. And then also, I would look into aloe vera juice. 8 ounces in the morning and 8 ounces in the evening helps heal the gut lining and the digestive tract as well when you're dealing with something like IBS. IBS can be a real challenge, and we've seen a lot. I can't even tell you how many patients we've seen that struggle with IBS and have digestive issues. So I will tell you that the emotional component, the mental component, as we talk about in natural medicine within the health triangle, plays a big role in IBS. There's a huge mind-body connection. There's a big link there. As a matter of fact, when you're looking at the whole body approach to medicine or healthcare, you have to include that. And it's not just one's more important than the other. The mental side is just as important as the chemical side is just as important as the structural side. The structural side, the bones, muscles, and the nerves that control every aspect of the body. Remember, the nerves are like the electric cords or the power cords. So everything has to be in balance. It's all about keeping the body in balance. If you'll do that, you're going to see great results with your health. But you have to make those changes. You can't stay doing what you're doing. Insanity is the definition of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Follow these protocols and changes. Let me know how you're doing. You can always email me. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. The show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank our producers in the booth. We call the show. We missed you. You can always send me an email. I'll be back sooner than you think. In the meantime, remember, when it comes to your health, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, 80% of the health challenges you'll face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? You don't have to be your genetics. There's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.